Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Dr. John here, talking to you live from Pearl River, Louisiana. And I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes on Romans chapter 1, verses 17 to the end of the chapter, verse 32, and explain a little bit the righteousness of God and the wrath of God as Paul gives it to us in these verses. It says here in verse 16, Romans 1, verse 16, we'll start at 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Okay? We're talking about the power of God. The power of God unto salvation, or the power of God unto wrath, his wrath. Now we're going to see the difference here, right here, okay? We're going to see. Okay, so for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So the righteousness of God, the power of God for salvation, the power of God for righteousness is from faith to faith in his word, in his love, in his existence, okay? So faith to faith in what he says in his word and what you can see around you and giving credit to God for what it is around you. Okay. All right. That's the power of God to salvation. Faith in the word of God and faith in his creation. All right. Now, we're going to see the power of God for the wrath of God. Okay. Verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness and men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, the righteousness of God is the word of God, and that is the salvation of God to any person that has faith in it. Now, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Unrighteousness is not the truth. It's a lie. But they hold it as the truth. Verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. God hath put into every person that is born of this earth that has been of the creation of God an internal communication with God, an internal, stamp of God, you know, like the law says, where you have to prove where, or you have to mark on whatever. I got shoes, my shoes. It has to be said where it is made from. I got some UFOs. I like UFOs. Some made in South Korea. Some made in Vietnam. Some made in India. Some made in China. They've got their mark of who made them, okay? Well, God put a mark on each of his creations that he made us. He made us, okay? Verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath showed it unto them, Jesus. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. He's saying his creation speaks of him. In Psalm 19, it says the heavens declare the glory of God. And so we see that the heavens declare the glory of God, that they're created by God. There is no way that evolution made all of this. I'm reading a book right now, it's called The Cell, and it goes into the intricacy of every cell in our body. And it's phenomenal. Are you going to tell me that that just evolved? Oh, I don't want to go into that. That's like saying the Ford Model T evolved into my Ford Lincoln. Yeah, you tell that to the Ford company. The same thing. Okay. All right. They're without excuse. Verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. That's a big thing. Have you ever just thanked God for his goodness and what he's provided for you physically, spiritually? Okay. Because that which may be, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but because became vain in their imaginations and their foolish hearts were darkened. And you come vain in your imagination. In other words, when you put yourself up as God. I'm the most important person here. I'm the most intelligent. I've experienced the most. Then that's vanity. And that vanity produces vain imaginations. And by that, God allows that heart to be darkened. That's the wrath of God. That's the wrath of God. Okay. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. This is the wrath of God when they did not glorify him, were not thankful, they became vain in their imaginations, put themselves up on a pedestal as God. Their foolish heart was darkened, and then the wrath of God started proceeding from there. Verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. In their imaginations, they say, well, this is a god, that's a god. Yeah, let's go worship this toad, this frog here. Wherefore, God also, now here's, see, this is the wrath of God I'm talking about. The wrath of God, because they put themselves up on this pedestal as God, they became vain in their imaginations, and their heart that should have been dedicated to God was darkened. And here's the procedure of this, the procedure of this wrath of God. Verse 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. This darkness is getting darker. He gave them up to darkness, and it's getting darker. Verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie. Oh, howdy. And worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So Paul's saying, this is it. Y'all worshiping yourself more than God. You think you're God. And instead of worshiping the creator, who is blessed forever, forever. Amen. So it's darkness of light. You walk by faith, from faith in the righteousness of God and the light. And you understand God better, you love him more, you appreciate him, you're thankful for him, you can see him in his creation, or you go into darkness and God gives you over because you changed the truth of God into a lie. Verse 26, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, further darkness, further away from God, further deception. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. I mean, these women are going out there wanting babies to be killed. Now, that's against nature. That is right in your face, wanting babies to be killed. They've been wanting this for a long time, and this is the darkness of God. This is the wrath of God. These people have been given over to the wrath of God, and they are living the wrath of God. But God, in his mercy, in his long-suffering, they're still living. They still have an opportunity to repent of this way of thinking and come out of the darkness. Okay, verse 27. And also, and likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. In other words, he's saying, you homosexuals, you sodomites, you're lusting more after men than women, and you're going to have all kinds of diseases and emotional and mental problems and physical problems. You deserved it. That's what's meat. That's because you're worshiping yourself and your way of thinking and your observation, and your mind is becoming darker and darker. You're vain in your imaginations instead of walking humbly by the word of God, by believing God's word, and by believing that God created everything. You become darker and darker and more vile in your imaginations and in your activities. And we're seeing it played out right in front of us. So they ain't even hiding. Because Satan, he thinks he's winning, but he's desperate because he knows he's losing. Okay. Verse 28. Further, darkness, further demonstration of the wrath of God. You see, the wrath of God is HIV. The wrath of God is these diseases. The wrath of God is these crazy women going all over the place and this stupidity and this insane activities. That's God's wrath upon them. Look, verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, right, taking God out of schools and everything, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. That what they're doing is very inconvenient. How stupid. Instead of a woman wanting to have children, wanting to nurture children, wanting to raise children, wanting to be a mother and a wife, they don't want that. They're doing things that are not convenient. How stupid. Men, the same thing. They want the whole world to oblige them and provide for them and make way for them. It's very inconvenient. Verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness. See, this is the wrath of God. The wrath of God is say, hey, you want this? Have at it. That's the wrath of God. The wrath of God is giving you what you want. There's two types of people in the world. The ones that say, God, thy will be done, and then the others are, my will be done. Well, we're seeing that's the wrath of God. My will be done. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. That is the wrath of God. You're looking at the wrath of God on television all the time. You just look at that boy that killed those kids and that teacher. That's the wrath of God. Because of the stupidity and the vain imagination of man turning his back on God and his word. Brother John, WSM217@gmail.com.